Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Services like Airbnb make it easy to rent out a room or your entire house to guests to make some extra money. But there's a lot more to being an Airbnb landlord than just posting a listing.
You are going to be taxed, and you should hire a smart accountant who knows what you can and cannot deduct. You can't deduct things like big renovations and purchases like appliances and furniture. But for things that are more directly related to the Airbnb business, like linens or coffee, you'd be surprised how those prices add up.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle. He recently spoke with both short-term rental landlords as well as guests and got the inside scoop on expenses for the home prep and the fees involved when renting. That's coming up. Being an Airbnb landlord is a great way to make some extra money, but that extra cash could be offset by fees and expenses that go along with getting your home ready for renters. Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle joins us with details. So Matthew, renting out a room in your home, it's not really as easy as just posting a listing.
It can involve a lot of sort of preliminary steps that have to take place before you put the listing online, such as like renovation or, you know, stocking up on supplies. So it's a little more complicated than just throwing up a listing online.
Some people you spoke with have enjoyed a steady flow of guests, and that sounds lucrative, but it can also bring on lots of responsibilities for the homeowner as well.
Yes, a guy I spoke to in Minneapolis named Kevin Ha, who runs a website called Financial Panther, has found that his house, which is close to a university and attracts a lot of people, is pretty popular on Airbnb. But it also has sort of caused him some bureaucratic headaches, such as the fact that he found he was spending a lot of his time messaging with guests before and after their stays. So he kind of tried to streamline that process by automating his messages using an app called IGMS, which you can use to send out automated messages like introductions and stuff. And he also put a house manual in his home to alert guests to such things as the fact that his shower was sort of reversed in terms of hot and cold, just to sort of obviate the need for guests to get in touch with him on things that might be able to be explained in a book, such as the one he left in his house.
That's good to tell them about the shower. That's not a good surprise to have.
No.
You know, for people who rent their homes or they go the Airbnb route, the renovations often involved could actually help them boost the value of their home down the road.
It's a little bit of a trade-off. A guy I spoke to in Brownsburg, Indiana, which is just outside Indianapolis, decided that he and his wife were going to retire, and they put $54,000 into renovating their home. They reasoned that they would be able to sell it at a higher price down the line if they ever wanted to. But it has caused them a few issues now because they have been trying to recoup the costs by using Airbnb, which is one of the reasons that they did the renovations in the first place. And recouping the costs has taken a little longer than they would have liked. It's about $10,000 a year as opposed to $20,000 for them, though they imagine that they'll have earned back the money in a year or so. So it will have taken them about 5 years.
And homeowners also have to be mindful of the taxes involved when they rent out rooms.
Yeah, it's something that a lot of people don't think about, but you are going to be taxed, and you should hire a smart accountant who knows what you can and cannot deduct. I spoke to one accountant who said that you can't deduct things like big renovations and purchases like appliances and furniture, but for things that are more directly related to the Airbnb business, like linens or coffee, you'd be surprised how those prices add up. And that's something that you should keep in mind when you're doing your deductions at the end of the year.
You know, baby boomers, for one group, they are a group that is preparing to sell their homes in droves over the next two decades. And renting could actually provide funds for that process.
Yeah. All of the people I spoke to for this piece are making money. You know, it's a smart choice if you have extra space in your house and you don't mind losing a little bit of privacy. It's often the case that the guests who stay in your house don't even come out of their rooms. So you can pick up a decent amount of money if you do it right. You have to be careful because if you get one bad review, then it could tank your business for a little while. But most of the people I spoke to are doing like pretty well, if not decently.
And Matthew, in some cases, there's a host of regulations that people renting their homes need to be aware of as well.
For the people I spoke to, it hasn't been much of an issue. The man I spoke to in Minneapolis only had to pay $50 for a license to rent out his entire home. But it really varies depending on the city. And it's something that people who want to use Airbnb should be aware of, and they should do their homework if they're going to take this on.
You spoke with people who rent rooms to make some extra money, obviously, but in some cases, they're renting rooms to alleviate some loneliness.
A woman in rural Virginia who recently moved from Colorado with her husband decided that she was going to renovate her farmhouse because her husband was away pretty often. And she kind of wanted some money, extra money, as well as some extra company and something to do. So she found that Airbnb was the best option for her rather than running a bed and breakfast, because the barrier for entry was much lower. And she found that she could find guests very easily by just putting up her house on Airbnb, and immediately people started flowing in. She's been enjoying hosting bachelorette parties, and she's also had some repeat guests. So I guess she's made some friends in the process.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Matthew Castle joining us. Matthew, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.